plants, it looks as though they're decreasing.
The reality is that the department has no way of knowing because they have let persist a culture that squelches the reporting. You know, most people who want to remain in the military as a career will not report rape or sexual harassment.
Because if they report, what happens?
It is a career ender. And that is why this notion that we hear from the secretary and Dr. Whitley and others that the military is simply grappling with what society at large grapples with is misleading. In fact, in the military, unlike in the civilian world, it's a career ender to be raped. And so that is what needs to be tackled, the retaliation and the role, the unique role that the commanders play.
What do you hope to accomplish with this lawsuit?
I would like to see the commander's ability to interfere with impartial investigations of crimes stopped. That is the weak point in the system. In fact, I don't know whether you noticed, but during Dr. Whitley's comments, she mentioned that they have different levels and so forth and different reasons why things would not be prosecuted. And one was just a reference to, that the commanders cannot prosecute. When you really dig into that, what you learn is that a commander has complete discretion as to whether or not a criminal investigation goes forward.
Susan Burke, she's plaintiff's lead lawyer in the lawsuit against the Pentagon. When we come back, more conversation and your calls. Stay with us.
National broadcast of The Diane Rehm Show is made possible in part by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. By MetLife Foundation, committed to promoting healthy families and good nutrition, on the web at metlife.org. And by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need, on the web at rwjf.org. This is NPR.
Before the 19th Amendment, women had no specific rights outlined in the U.S. Constitution. As part of our Constitution Today series, we look at the role women have played in expanding their rights under the law. The Diane Rehm Show, next hour. Welcome back. We're talking about a lawsuit against the Pentagon brought by 17 plaintiffs. Susan Burke is the lead lawyer in the lawsuit against the Pentagon. And we're going to open the phones now as we talk about sexual abuse, sexual assault, rape. 15 women, 2 men have joined this lawsuit. Let's go first to Jim in Laurel, Maryland. Good morning.
Hi. What the military wants to do, they don't want bad publicity, so naturally they want to believe that there's less, they don't want to believe there's rape, but the other side of it is even more pernicious, where they get very bad publicity if they tell how many false rape accusations. I'm taking this from Warren Farrell's book, Women Can't Hear What Men Don't Say. There's a guy who did a study, found 60% of the rapes were unfounded using very conservative methods, and his reaction